Hey, welcome back to Northwest Orbit, our local music show here on Space 101.1 FM, where every month we spotlight an artist from the Pacific Northwest. This October, we're catching up with Ray Isla, a Bainbridge Island-raised singer-songwriter who blends pop, folk, country, and Americana to create her own unique sound.
And I believe those lovely lines. Revel in those lovely, lovely lines. La 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 la. Those lovely lines. La 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 la.
Ray described how she got her start playing music.
I started playing classical cello when I was 3. I suppose like the origin story that I tell is my mom was very supportive of music growing up, thank God, because otherwise I don't know if it would have been such an easy career to pursue. But she took me and my siblings into a music store. Gosh, it's a Seattle music store. I should really get the name. I don't remember. I was 3, my brother was 5, and my sister was 6. And she said, pick an instrument. And my brother picked the violin. She's like, great, easy. I picked the cello. She's like, okay, a little bit bigger. We can work on that. And my sister chose the piano. And she's like, shoot, we have to get a piano. And honestly, the buying of that piano became probably the reason that I'm a songwriter. It became like the central aspect of our house. We didn't have TV. So like it was the piano. And I hated playing cello the whole time I played. So eventually I moved to piano. And that's like how I discovered writing songs. And I recently had that piano moved from my childhood home to my apartment. So kind of excited about that.
Ray grew up between Bainbridge Island and Seattle, and she spent a little time talking about the live music experiences she had in her teens.
Most of my live music exposure in the city, so I was more on Bainbridge than the city. I was more rooted on Bainbridge. Most of my music exposure was because of my mom. She is and was very in the Northwest contra dance community. And so she would drag us to dances because she has 3 kids that are young. And I would be listening to contra music and Zydeco and Cajun and fiddle tunes. And that was her like sort of social life. So a lot of times she would also take us to like fiddle tunes camps, and we'd bring our instruments and play, with these adults. Honestly, I don't know if I can remember names of bands from back then. I do know that there were a couple bands that came out of Bainbridge that did the sound off. I think a Bainbridge band won, and they were called Natalie Portman's Shaved Head. Like, they were like the cool older kids in high school that like were in this band. And then I started a band because I wanted to be like a rock person.
Ray talked to us about the best way to characterize her sound.
Yeah, I mean, there's this like country thing, country living, not like, expensive leather boots, but like farming sort of vibe that comes with fiddle tunes. And I think that's where it is. Honestly, I almost don't like to name genres because they don't capture anybody's sound accurately. I think I'm an amalgamation of a weird childhood. And that's definitely part of it. But also like this record that I just made that is obviously not released yet, but I'm playing the songs out like way before we release it, has a lot of like 90s Seattle grunge. And this is the first body of work where I've really inserted that. And it's cool that I'm now bringing it back to Seattle. It's almost like a full circle, like arriving back to where I started moment.
Am I happy? Not at all. 'Cause my fire's growing cold, but I know it's not my fault. The sun is shining, now I'm in love. Something's changing up above. I'm still lucky to be here and to be young. All you got, it only comes when falls.
Seattle is one of those cities where every artist has a different take on what the current Seattle sound actually sounds like. Ray gave us her take on the big question, what do Seattle musicians have in common besides the city they live in?
The grunge, and maybe grunge isn't even the right word, but like grit. I think we all have a grit, maybe from the winters, maybe, you know, we're a northern city. There's just this like, not like a New York grit, that's a little different, but some sort of like, we have a connection with nature and we have this just like I find my voice sort of getting gravelly at moments when I'm singing in that genre versus this like clean, pure pop sound. And I hear that in bands. I was seeing a band last night. It was a show put on by Black Fret. Ben London puts together shows and a lot of other stuff. And they were definitely like, yeah, country rock, a little Americana, but there was something heavy about it. And I think that I hear that a lot in Seattle bands, no matter what the genre is, even if they're like a folk singer-songwriter. And I'm proud to have it, even if I don't have it fully. You know, I'm like coming home, so I'm reclaiming my identity as a Seattle artist.
Another Life is the title track from Ray's 2021 debut album. She told us a little backstory on how the song came to be.
So Another Life, it kind of feels like one of those. So sometimes I say that songs tell the future. And I think that's because like you're expressing your subconscious desires, right? And then you kind of oftentimes go make that a reality. And Another Life was very much that. I wrote it about something that hadn't happened yet, like an experience relationship that hadn't happened yet, and the ending of a relationship and the beginning of a new one. In the second verse, I kind of talk about it. Like I say, I don't want to fight over the furniture. I don't want you to live in a half empty room. Take what you like. Just set the temperature to 99 so I can sweat out all of you. And I wrote that like 10 months before a big separation. And I remember being in the room, sorting out the furniture and just thinking, wow, this is happening. But I was talking about it last year. And this was right before COVID. So big life-changing stuff right then. And I would say that I had the opportunity of sweating out that relationship in isolation, in COVID. Actually literally sweating it out in a half empty room. So that song really, it told the future. And then I got to, when I released it, I was actually kind of living it in the present. And I think it's a song that it's a narrative that will continue to happen throughout my life. Because like I'm talking about the earth dying, which is happening, unfortunately, but it's also, you know, love dying. And I think, you know, that's the nature of love and the nature of life is that we're born and we die. And so I think it's a recurring theme. And because of that, so when I was making this second record, which we just finished recording, my producer was like, you have to put Another Life on this album too. Like, let's redo it. And we did. And I made it, it's like piano based now and has kind of a different vibe, has a new hook. And I realized like, yeah, this is my wheel. This is the narrative that I will continue to live in, I think. And I actually have it in mind to put that song on every album in it, but with the new sound. So this will be the second time. We'll see what the next album, you know, give me some time to put this one out. But yeah, it's so that song has taken on new meaning for me, and I can't wait to share the new version with other people. And I'm going to keep the other version up, and people can kind of see, you know, through a song, how I've evolved. I want to say that that song is like the crux of my story. It's the crux of my narrative. And yeah, that's Another Life.
Who are you? Who am I? Two lost keys sticking someone's car for a drive. Your hair looks so nice with the red desert backdrop. The sun's in your eyes. We're no longer hypnotized by the wild idea that we met in another life. take what you like. Just set the temperature to 99 till I can sweat out all of you. Are we no longer hypnotized by the thought of
for tuning in to the first October episode of Northwest Orbit. We'll be back next week with more from Ray Isla. To learn more about her music in the meantime, see her website rayisla.com or keep up with her on Instagram. We'll see you next week.